Leviticus chapter 14. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "This shall be the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing. He shall be brought to the priest. The priest shall go out of the camp. The priest shall examine him. Behold, if the plague of leprosy is healed in the leper, then the priest shall command them to take for him who is to be cleansed two living clean birds, cedar wood, scarlet, and hyssop. The priest shall command them to kill one of the birds in an earthen vessel over running water. As for living bird, he shall take it, the cedar wood, the scarlet, and the hyssop, and shall dip them and the living bird in the blood of the bird that was killed over the running water. He shall sprinkle on him who is to be cleansed from the leprosy seven times, and shall pronounce him clean, and shall let the living bird go into the open field. He who is to be cleansed shall wash his clothes, and shave off all his hair, and bathe himself in water, and he shall be clean. After that he shall come into the camp, but shall dwell outside his tent 7 days. It shall be on the seventh day that he shall shave all his hair off his head, and his beard, and his eyebrows. He shall shave off all his hair. He shall wash his clothes, and he shall bathe his body in water. Then he shall be clean. On the eighth day, he shall take two male lambs without defect, one ewe lamb a year old without defect, 3/10 of an ephah of fine flour for a meal offering, mixed with oil, and one log of oil. The priest who cleanses him shall set the man who is to be cleansed and those things before Yahweh at the door of the tent of meeting. The priest shall take one of the male lambs and offer him for a trespass offering with a log of oil, and wave them for a wave offering before Yahweh. He shall kill the male lamb in the place where they kill the sin offering and the burnt offering, in the place of the sanctuary. For as the sin offering is the priest's, so is the trespass offering. It is most holy. The priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering, and the priest shall put it on the tip of the right ear of him who is to be cleansed, and on the thumb of the right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot. The priest shall take some of the log of oil and pour it into the palm of his own left hand. The priest shall dip his right finger into the oil that is in his left hand, and shall sprinkle some of the oil with his finger 7 times before Yahweh. The priest shall put some of the rest of the oil that is in his hand on the tip of the right ear of him who is to be cleansed, and on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot, upon the blood of the trespass offering. The rest of the oil that is in the priest's hand he shall put on the head of him who is to be cleansed, and the priest shall make atonement for him before Yahweh. The priest shall offer the sin offering and make atonement for him who is to be cleansed because of his uncleanness. Afterward he shall kill the burnt offering. Then the priest shall offer the burnt offering, the male offering, on the altar. The priest shall make atonement for him, and he shall be clean. If he is poor and he can't afford so much, then he shall take one male lamb for a trespass offering to be waved, to make atonement for him, and 1/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, and a log of oil, and 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, such as he is able to afford, and the one shall be a sin offering and the other a burnt offering. On the eighth day he shall bring them for his cleansing to the priest, to the door of the tent of meeting, before Yahweh. The priest shall take the lamb of the trespass offering and the log of oil, and the priest shall wave them for a wave offering before Yahweh. He shall kill the lamb of the trespass offering. The priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering and put it on the tip of the right ear of him who is to be cleansed, and on the thumb of the right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot. The priest shall pour some of the oil into the palm of his own left hand, and the priest shall sprinkle with his right finger some of the oil that is in his left hand 7 times before Yahweh. Then the priest shall put some of the oil that is on his hand on the tip of the right ear of him who is to be cleansed, and on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot, on the place of the blood of the trespass offering. The rest of the oil that is in the priest's hand he shall put on the head of him who is to be cleansed, to make atonement for him before Yahweh. He shall offer one of the turtle doves, or of the young pigeons, whichever he is able to afford, of the kind he is able to afford, the one for a sin offering, the other for a burnt offering, with the meal offering. The priest shall make atonement for him who is to be cleansed before Yahweh. This is the law for him whom is the plague of leprosy, who is not able to afford the sacrifice for his cleansing. Yahweh spoke to Moses and said to Aaron, saying, when you have come into the land of Canaan, which I give to you for a possession, and I put a spreading mildew in a house in the land of your possession, then he who owns the house shall come and tell the priest, saying, there seems to be some sort of plague in the house. The priest shall command that they empty the house. Before the priest goes in to examine the plague, that all of the house not to be made unclean. Afterward, the priest shall go in to inspect the house. He shall examine the plague, and behold, if the plague is in the walls of the house with hollow streaks, greenish or reddish, and it appears to be deeper than the wall, then the priest shall go out of the house to the door of the house and shut up the house 7 days. The priest shall come again on the seventh day, and look, if the plague has spread in the walls of the house, then the priest shall command that they take out the stones in which is the plague, and cast them into an unclean place outside of the city. He shall cause the inside of the house to be scraped all over. They shall pour out the mortar that they scraped off outside of the city into an unclean place. He shall take other stones and put them in the place of those stones, and he shall take other mortar and shall plaster the house. If the plague comes again and breaks out of the house after he has taken out the stones, and after he has scraped the house, and after it was plastered, then the priest shall come in and look, and behold, if the plague has spread in the house, it is a destructive mildew in the house, it is unclean. He shall break down the house, its stones and its timber, and all the house's mortar. He shall carry them out of the city into an unclean place. Moreover, he who goes into the house while it is shut up shall be unclean until the evening. He who lies down in the house shall wash his clothes, and he who eats in the house shall wash his clothes. If the priest shall come in and examine it, and behold, the plague hasn't spread in the house after the house was plastered, then the priest shall pronounce the house clean, because the plague is healed. To cleanse the house, he shall take two birds, cedarwood, scarlet, and hyssop. He shall kill one of the birds in an earthen vessel over running water. He shall take the cedarwood, the hyssop, the scarlet, and the living bird, and dip them in the blood of the slain bird, and in the running water, and sprinkle the house 7 times. He shall cleanse the house with the blood of the bird, and with the running water, with the living bird, with the cedar wood, the hyssop, and with the scarlet. But he shall let the living bird go out of the city into the open field. So shall he make atonement for the house, and it shall be clean. This is the law of the plague of leprosy, and for an itch, and for the destructive mildew of a garment, and for a house, and for the swelling, and for a scab, and for a bright spot, to teach when it is unclean and when it is clean. This is the law of leprosy. Leviticus chapter 15. Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, speak to the children of Israel, and tell them, when any man has a discharge from his body because of his discharge, he is unclean. This shall be his uncleanness in his discharge, whether his body runs with his discharge or his body has stopped from his discharge. It is unclean. It is uncleanness. Every bed on which he has the discharge lies shall be unclean. and everything he sits on shall be unclean. Whoever touches his bed shall wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. He who sits on anything on which the man who has the discharge sat shall wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. He who touches the body of him who has the discharge shall wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until evening. If he who has the discharge spits on him who is clean, then he shall wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. Whoever saddle he who has the discharge rides on shall be unclean. Whoever touches anything that was under him shall be unclean until the evening. He who carries those things shall wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. Whomever he who has the discharge touches, without having rinsed his hands in water, he shall wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. The earthen vessel which he who has the discharge touches shall be broken, and every vessel of wood shall be rinsed in water. When he who has a discharge is cleansed of his discharge, then he shall count to himself 7 days for his cleansing, and wash his clothes, and he shall bathe his flesh in running water, and shall be clean. On the 8th day he shall take 2 turtle doves, or 2 pigeons, and come before Yahweh to the door of the tent of meeting, and give them to the priest. The priest shall offer them, the one for a sin offering, and the other for a burnt offering. The priest shall make atonement for him before Yahweh for his discharge. If any man has an emission of semen, then he shall bathe all his flesh in water, and be unclean until the evening. Every garment and every skin which the semen is on shall be washed with water, and be unclean until the evening. If a man lies with a woman, and there is an emission of semen, then they shall both bathe themselves in water, and be unclean until the evening. If a woman has a discharge in her flesh is blood, she shall be in her impurity 7 days. Whoever touches her shall be unclean until the evening. Everything that she lies on in her impurity shall be unclean. Everything also that she sits on shall be unclean. Whoever touches her bed shall wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. Whoever touches anything that she sits on shall wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. If it is on the bed or on anything she sits on, when he touches it, he shall be unclean until the evening. If any man lies with her, and her monthly flow is on him, he shall be unclean 7 days. And every bed he lies on shall be unclean. If a woman has a discharge of her blood many days, not in the time of her period, or if she has a discharge beyond the time of her period, all the days of her discharge of her uncleanness shall be as in the days of her period. She is unclean. Every bed she lies on, all the days of her discharge, shall be to her as the bed of her period. Everything she sits on shall be unclean, as the uncleanness of her period. Whoever touches these things shall be unclean, and shall wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. But if she is cleansed of her discharge, then she shall count to herself 7 days, and after that she shall be clean. On the 8th day she shall take 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, and bring them to the priest to the door of the tent of meeting. The priest shall offer the one for sin offering, the other for a burnt offering, and the priest shall make atonement for her before Yahweh for the uncleanness of her discharge. Thus you shall separate the children of Israel from their uncleanness, so they will not die in their uncleanness when they defile my tabernacle that is among them. This is the law of him who has a discharge, and of him who has an emission of semen, so that he is unclean by it, and of her who has her period, and then of a man or woman who has a discharge, and of him who lies with her who is unclean.